Council meeting, July 25th, 2022, at 6 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McFoy.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Thank you. Please join us in prayer and follow by the pledge of allegiance.
Father God, we just want to welcome to our town meeting tonight. Just ask your guidance and ask you to lead us in everything that we do here. Lord, just let it not be our decisions, but let your anointment be on what we do here. And just, again, we just ask you to lead us and have your hands on each and everything that we do. Lord, we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Motion to amend or adopt the agenda is presented.
I'll make a motion to amend the agenda and under item number one, or excuse me, under new business, add number seven to the change orders.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer. Motion by Matt, got a second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Any comments from our public here this evening? Okay, just take a couple minutes here. Okay, we have in front of us our first ordinance resolution, ordinance number 2022-OR-018. It's an ordinance enacting and adopting a supplement to the code of ordinances for the town of Sullivan, Indiana, and declaring an emergency. So, Jake, do you have something to
add? Michelle Medcalf reported to you all, every couple of years we update our code of ordinances that are found online, the AMP legal. We haven't done that for a couple of years, and this just brings us into compliance with everything we previously adopted. So it makes it easier for the general public to look things up and know kind of what the code here is, and show you what here is.
Okay, all right. As it just says now, therefore it be ordained by the town of Sullivan, town council of Sullivan, Indiana, follows section one, that the 2021,
I believe. Is that right? They finished it through 2021?
Yes.
Okay. 2021. Supplement the code of ordinances of the town of Sullivan, Clark County, Indiana, as submitted by the American Legal Publishing Corporation of Cincinnati, Ohio, and as attached hereto and identified as, I guess, 2021. Oh, it's 2021 as well. Okay. Be the same and is hereby adopted by reference as set out into its entirety. Section 2, such supplement shall be deemed published as of the day of this adoption and approval by legislative authority of the clerk of the town of Sullivan, Clark County, Indiana, is hereby authorized and ordered to insert such supplement into the copy of the code of ordinances kept on file in the office of the clerk. Section 3, this ordinance is declared an emergency measure necessary for the immediate preservation of peace, health, safety, and general welfare of the people of the town of Sullivan, and shall take effect the earliest date provided by law. So I'm assuming that just today is that date, this date of July 25th of July 2022. Okay, with that said, I ask for a motion for that approval.
I'll make that motion.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. I'd like to ask to waive the second reading of ordinance 2022-R-018. Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to approve ordinance number 2022-R-018.
So moved.
Got a motion by Randy, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Matt. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you for taking care of that. Our next ordinance is ordinance number 2022-R-019. This is an ordinance authorizing and approving the entry into an interlocal agreement for the creation of an additional public access point to the Silver Creek Township Park.
We had a we had conversations about other towns creating a secondary access point there to reduce the traffic concerns on Atkins Court. I know Mr. Mobley as well as Mr. Smith linked up a lot of neighbors. I think this was something that came out of that was a need here. And per our previous conversation, I believe the town council, that you all were comfortable with, I think it was providing $67,000 in cost to help offset the overall cost. The township trustee will be responsible for everything else and maintaining the road thereafter. The $67,000 pursuant to the interlocal agreement would not come due until the road was 50% complete.
Okay, all right. And just stay centered. Whereas this council has determined that an additional public access, one of the words you can't get out sometimes, point to the Silver Creek Township Park is necessary, and whereas this council desires to authorize the entry into an interlocal agreement for the creation of an additional public access to Silver Creek Township Park. Now therefore be ordained by this town council, Silver Creek, and the following. This council does hereby authorize and approve the entry into the interlocal agreement for the creation of an additional public access to the Silver Creek Township Park. The town council president or town manager shall have the authority to execute the interlocal agreement attached hereto. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon this passage and prolongation of evidence of the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as the majority newly elected and serving members of this council. So like Jake said, and we appreciate everybody being part of this. We appreciate Billy's continued help and support and moving forward to getting all of our local people, families in and out. And Billy, do you have anything else that you need to add? Okay, with that said, I ask for a motion for approval.
Okay.
Motion by Scott, I got a second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to waive second reading ordinance 2022-019. Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to approve ordinance number 2022-R-019.
So moved.
Motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. All right, we have no unfinished business. Our new business is we have a hydrant project that has been, I think, something that's been important to all of us here on this council and for our community. Laura here with JTO is probably going to explain a few things to us here, but it's the Dave O'Meara contract change orders for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Laura?
Sure. So apologies that there are so many, but as we got into this project, there were a lot of unforeseen circumstances, be it, you know, when they started digging, there was a valve that had to be replaced, one that wasn't there at all, so they had to put a brand new one in, just a lot of different things that kind of came up along the way. As those came up, we have change orders tracking through the process of that. So you have 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 that track through the process of that. And then because we had the original contract value of $495,600, that was also the original, original budget, original contract, and we wanted to stay with that. So we went back and then made a change order to adjust the number of hydrants that were completed as part of this project. So the number of hydrants went from 55 fire hydrants and 3 flush hydrants to 39 fire hydrants and 5 flush hydrants. And so that brought the contract price then back down to the original $495,600. So a lot of papers to sign, but it just tracked through the process.
Okay. I know this was always something that Councilman McBoy was pushing when he first came on board. So we found out that some of our hydrants that had some concerns were still in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. Well, gentlemen, looks like here we've got a wash, and we got, I'm looking for a motion for the approval of signing all these change orders of the continued price from the very beginning, the $495,600.
Sure.
I haven't read each piece of this, but did you say originally how many hydrants were there?
Originally, there were going to be 55 new fire hydrants and 3 flush hydrants. And we finished with 39 hydrants and 5 flush hydrants. That was largely due to a lot of issues that were encountered along the way with, you know, like I said, different valves either being in ill repair or not in existence at all, or if there was, you know, just a different issue depending on, you know, depending on what they uncovered. The thing about, you know, with a project like this is it's underground, and so we don't actually know what's there until you go to do it. And so that was when they uncovered some of the issues, and that's why we ended up having the changes that we did. Along the way, you know, due to the length of time it would take and, you know, just trying to stick with the original budget ultimately.
So is the, so we got ended up initially with 55, we ended up with 39, now we got 3 flush hydrants, mm-hmm. We actually got 5 of those. And is this work completed now, or is it still in process?
No, the 39 and 5 are complete.
Okay. So the other 14 or the other 16 were eliminated, or what's?
Sounds like what they did is they found some repairs and some different valves that just needed to be reworked on to be able to save, I guess, the total of 601, I think was going to be what was going to be.
Well, so I'll give you an example. Here's a prime example. We'll go down here on Broadway to replace a hydrant, and the valve that we would need isolated did not work. So we had to go back to another valve, which was broken. Then we had to go back to another valve, that even to shut that valve, another valve that we needed to isolate didn't work. So we ended up having to replace like 3 valves to even be able to isolate it down. And then when we excavated it out to replace the hydrant, the T that came off the main was like a push T with no blocking, so the T had to be replaced. But we didn't have T's in the contract. So then, okay. So there was these T continued additions, instead of being able to shut down and isolate small areas, we were doing quite a bit of area to get in to replace a hydrant. So as we started getting into this, we were evaluating where hydrants were, where we didn't have some, where we didn't have flush hydrants in there. Some of them were fire hydrants, it should have been fire hydrants, should have been flush hydrants. So it's, and again, it's just, I think it's a symptom of having our old system and not knowing what was in the ground. Obviously, we know a lot more than we did from a system standpoint, system management perspective. But it was just, it was continuously compact. So once we got into that, I was very, very clear with the contractor, our consultants, as well as my staff. We have a budget of 495.6. We are not to go over that, regardless of whatever extra work we have to do within the change order that was not part of the contract. We are not going over budget on this thing, which that's where the change order 7 is, to come in and bring all the numbers back down. Because as you approve change orders, it also increases the contract. But we don't want to increase the contract to 600 something. So what we do is what's left, then we can evaluate what's left, and we would need to go back out to bid for a secondary project to finish it.
Yeah, you know, thank you for the nuts and bolts of it. I was just heard 55 and 39 complete was our goal, 55, and we only got 39 or did we repair the other 16? Is that kind of...
There were some that did get repaired.
Okay.
There were some on there that were on the list as once we got out to repair them or replace them and reevaluate them. Again, this list that we had that came in from a mapping standpoint was done under previous staff and previous councils, so we were going off of that list. So once we went off of that number. So once we bid and actually got out there and started operating some of these hydrants, some of them did need full replacement. So it's just as we went along.
In light of thumbing through 417 lines of the presented change orders, I understand we're not going to go over budget. So my question is, and I believe I've brought this up before, is the rating, if you were, of the worst fire hydrants that absolutely had to have been replaced, progressing through the ones that might need just a little bit of maintenance or an extra. So do we take that into account of the 16 that we're not going to replace, and then are we going to track this next year through the votes of some funds? The only thing I do not want is something to get lost in the mix and a fire hydrant not work. And God forbid something would happen, the fire chief comes down, and there's, I just want a nice tracking, a seamless tracking system that all the hydrants in town are providing as best they can, the amount of water pressure and services they can when they're needed. So are we doing that?
Yes, sir.
That's the only question I have.
Yeah, we pay with your operating
budget. The
first ones that we replaced or addressed were inoperable. And we knocked those down first, obviously, and then we started working down the list. Worst.
I just don't want to get lost in the mix. We get to the next year, the ones and funds, and that's great, and so on and so forth for the future to where we don't get to the spot again 10 years down the road.
All right. That said, I ask for a motion for approval of these change orders.
So moved.
A motion by Matt. Second.
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Looks like our second form of new business also includes COVID compliance. It's work order number 2022-09, Sullenberg Restricting Services.
Redistricting services. Jake, do you want it or do you want me to?
Happy to take it.
Okay.
So, as you all are aware, maybe in the last meeting, you all voted and confirmed that go ahead and move forward with COVID plans to assist the redistricting. Redistricting is required by state law this year, and they seem to put something on paper, a not to exceed number. I think the not to exceed number is $12,000. We don't believe that it will exceed that number, and depending on the census tracts that they lost on what has to be separated to make it even will determine whether or not, you know, we exhaust that full amount. But we need to have something here
I'm gonna go ahead and make a recommendation, go ahead and do, hold on, does anybody from the public have anything else to say? Okay, all right, I'll let you go on ahead and start things off here, we're gonna see what's the staff report.
Oh, you need to vote on the work order?
Oh, you wanna go on?
I was like, we're talking about.
Oh, no, that's it, if you just vote.
No, it's fine, I apologize, I thought you said you wanted just to bring it up, then we.
Oh, no, if you all go ahead and.
I'll make that motion.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott, any other discussion? About redistricting, okay, all right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay, motion approved, sorry about that.
Thank you, Michelle, I don't have a, anything to sign.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if I have one.
No. I mean, I have the copies, but I don't have official copies for the sign. Each of us has a sign.
The JTL work order for tonight. Do you have one? Yeah, I didn't have a copy to sign in my packet. Was it part of the packet? Oh, I missed it.
Rolling right along. Good news is that the Ohio Avenue Water Main Extension, the easement deed was recorded last week, so we're gonna be able to get that going moving forward. So we'll be reaching out to the contractor this week to figure out when that's gonna start. The system connection to Indiana American, you all awarded that the last meeting. Brad, you weren't here, but we talked about the difference in material delays and how notice to proceed will not actually come until they receive substantial materials. So we will have that contract to be signed by you. Jake was just looking it over today to make sure it was all good to go. So with that, we anticipate that the actual work schedule that dictates the work and substantially complete and final completion will be November 14th, February 12th, and then March 14th. So that's due to, I think they had 112 days was their lead time on materials. We just talked about the hydrants. As far as the treatment plant goes, there have been meetings with the Clark County Airport and the FAA regarding their protected flight path and restricted work in that area and how that's gonna move forward. So we are right now anticipating that the blasting and laying of that pipe is going to start on July 31st. It's gonna start on a Saturday and it's gonna run continuously. We anticipate it to be 2 weeks, 16-hour days, so that we can minimize the impacts to the airport operations. The FAA has required additional work, so we probably will be coming back with some considerations for the contractor's costs on that. Thanks to the FAA.
To the federal government, do we have a projection of what these potential costs could be?
Right now, we are still talking to the contractor about what that may look like and hoping that we can, you know, in some other ways that we have throughout this project, if we have found areas where we can get a credit on some things, you know, so we're gonna try to work through this, negotiate this as best as we can to limit the impacts that it actually makes. So that was a conversation actually happening in the office today. We will update you as it goes on. And we're hopeful to minimize the impact there. Trying to think if anything else that necessarily needs to be covered. Charlie, do you want to cover paving or do you want me to? Okay. As far as Camp Run goes, it should be being paved, that is this week. So that should be moving along. And then for your CCMG paving, you've got some New Albany Street, K Avenue, Fern Street, Broadway, those are complete. We will be talking more with Charlie about reviewing which streets are going to be included in the next application, because that window is open right now. And then the Topo Mulberry and Covered Bridge subdivision, those should, those are going to be checked for any base failures this week.
They started Covered Bridge today.
Good. And then as long as none are found, then we'll begin paving right away. And that's pretty much the gist of it. Any questions?
I have a question for you. Thank you.
Excellent.
We have Southern Bridge subdivision coming up here soon, so we get out there to get the things in order, you know, paint, curb painting, stuff of that nature. Harden's going to be announcing a movie night, double feature picnic movie night, Wilkerson Park, on August 20th, starting at 6 p.m. Bring a chair, bring a picnic, bring a blanket, and we'll have a couple movies starting at 6. They'll run back to back there. Wilkerson Park should be a nice family-friendly event to get in town. Let's hope the weather stays pleasant. We did have bid opening for the parks project since the last council meeting. Obviously, y'all don't have much to do with that. That is a park project, but the bids did come in very substantially over projected budgets. I'm meeting with the consultants this week to get a game plan together through that, so we can maybe move forward with part of piece of that that may or may not include the grant, depending on what some of the red tape bids that we have with the feds on that one. So more to come on that as we try to work through that project there. I think that's all for now. Do you have any questions?
I have any more questions?
Okay,
thank you. Jake?
Just one item. If you will recall, we had some conversation regarding Fairview Farms. Mr. Shuler, on behalf of Shuler Farms, is developing Fairview Farms here. We have arrived at the agreement. There were a couple of questions still left outstanding for this board to consider. The first was a request from Mr. Shuler was to lock in the tax for each of the 158 units that we have reserved for him in that development, with his investment to upgrade the pumps and I guess the electrical panel. So have you all had any additional comments or thoughts where I can kind of report back to Mr. Shuler about that in the end?
Probably one of our biggest concerns is we just saw right here tonight, and we see every night when we meet, that the expense escalates faster and faster. So I think he was looking for a 10-year commitment, I believe, wasn't he?
I just think he wanted to lock in whatever the rate was here, and then that was going to be another point is in the meeting.
Maybe it was a 6-year maybe commitment, though.
Well, we were going back on whatever that date was. He was requesting until January 1st, 2029. I think our minutes reflect 2028, so
correct.
We're going to move with 2029. That's another request that he had. Those are the two things here before the board.
Would it be odd to probably put in there that this was the price today, but due to whatever expenses for the material, that, you know, you would sit there and say, plus material, extra cost for that certain tap in, you know, I don't know how all that kind of works. I mean,
you know, I think the tap fee is separate than the pump upgrade. The pump's the pump, and the electrical panel is what it is. I mean, that's a flat cost one time installation fee. The tap is ongoing, and your rates and rate studies determine what the tap fee is.
Is there any benefit to the town in any way, shape, or form to go ahead and lock in this?
None that I can see from the town's perspective. You know, Mr. Shuler is making the investment, but at the same time, it also provides capacity for the development.
You know, really have no in the not offering anything else other than for his development area only, correct? Mm-hmm. Don't any outside scope that would help.
Correct. This is
near the future in the future years.
So my understanding, and Mr. Smith may be able to elaborate further, is that the size of the pumps were there in the size for that particular capacity, not to create any additional capacity for any other portions of the town. Is that correct?
So it'd be safe to say that we need to revisit this conversation, or what's your best?
I mean, it's, it can go either way. I think, you know, whatever the cap is, the reason being, we don't know what the tax is going to be in 5 years.
Absolutely.
And from a taxpayer standpoint, or better yet, a ratepayer standpoint, you know, we don't know. Maybe it's less, highly doubt it. It's probably going to be more, just if you look at the trajectory of all the costs and supplies. I mean, I think it's just whatever the fee is, that's going to be probably the best interest of the town.
I agree.
Well, just to kind of echo what Terry said there, you say 2028, 2029, you know, this is 2022. I guess the tap rate is one thing. And I guess maybe I didn't listen to the whole conversation, but the pump for this particular development, is that on us? Is that on?
No, he's the developer. So the developer is paying for the two pumps and a new electric board to service it.
So.
And it's not cheap. I mean, it's.
Yeah. So that cost is on him irregardless from them. So basically, we're just, our tap fees is what we're concerned with. I mean, still, in today's time, the way things are, you know, I can't imagine that we're going to get, you know, lose a whole lot on the tap fees if we set it down for him. But I guess basically he's looking for a commitment from the town for the tap fees.
I mean, he's requesting one.
So if he's not, these projects aren't going to be completed for, you know, you threw it out there 2028 or 2029. Why does he need a commitment this early for? Could it not be in 2 years, 3 years?
It can.
What would it hurt? I mean, because
Charlie, go ahead.
I think this is just, it's a request. You can accept the request. I think every utility handles situations like this different ways. Some of them accept a time frame. We're going to lock tap fees in at X for however many years or so many. You know, they could potentially all purchase up front at once. That's a heavy lift in and of itself as well. Or, you know, I think you all have complete discretion on how you want to do this. If you want to lock in a rate, a tap fee, quote, that's for new taps only, out of town, for the time frame. You can. You don't have to. It's a request. Requests get made like this all the time. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. You all have complete discretion on this.
These types are out of town. Right. And he's building a lift station, right?
He is improving an existing lift station.
So, we asked, the question was, what is he doing for the town? So he's rebuilding the lift station, right? At his cost. If he doesn't fulfill those taps, does not the town benefit off of that refurbished lift station? Say the homes don't get built. The town's still using that lift station to move sewage or, right? I mean,
he's improving.
He doesn't send an invoice to recoup his cost for that.
Correct. He's improving a lift station to service his development in addition to what that is already servicing.
Well, there is a benefit to that, yes.
Well, how old is that lift station? I'm trying to interrupt. I don't know. No. That'd be the only thing
I'd say. How old is Cover Bridge? That's about the time we got put in.
1994.
30.
Well, I think maybe we should align it when we were to grant the tabs, if we get some commitment, not just verbally, but in writing on what his commitment is.
Well, I have the agreement written.
Okay.
So there's, His commitment will be the cost to install two pumps and an electrical board, circuit board. And JTL, I think, has had an opportunity already to review or will review and approve in writing the email or other products. And also, in addition to the sewer extension agreement to service, they will be filing a waiver of remonstrance. If you all brought up, you know, for whatever reason, if there's ever a future board down the road in the next 10 years, and we go out there and potentially look at annexing that particular area, this is a provision that the state statute allows for. So if it's in the best interest of the town to go out there and do that, that anybody who taps in that particular development, provided all the other statutory requirements are met, they cannot remonstrate. You have 10 years from the date of execution of the agreement. So that is included in this agreement as well.
So Charlie, just real quick, let's say we get so-called deal here, we decide to grant, you know, the taps and the pumps are going in to a lift station that belongs to us. So we inspect the lift station, we say what's going in there, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can't.
Yes.
Most of this stuff gets into lots and lots of money, you know.
$60,000 to $70,000 upgrade the lift station. I mean, again, you know, developers chosen to purchase ground, subdivided into lots, go through the zoning process. He has to be able to provide the sewer or the sewer service area for this area. So cost of business doing that, right, is now the developer is going to pay for that upgrade that he needs to service that development specifically. So, you know, this station services X number of units. They're going to add X number of additional units into this station, so there's a deficit there within flow. The developer is now going to upgrade those pumps to provide himself service within the system.
Yeah, and this might be a stupid question, but he gets the taps. Is all this upgraded before he first home is there, or how's that work?
So the upgrade gets done. I mean, you figure the house, you know, I don't even know if they're starting to move ground there, so it's outside of town, so it's, I don't doubt there, but, you know. It might be 6-8 months to a year before the first house starts being built. It might be 18 months or more before there's any additional service. And then it may take, you know, I don't know how many units he's building total. I can't remember. So 154 units, you know, depending on what the market does, that could be 2 years, it could be 20 years. I mean, you look at the recession, we got, you know, a couple apartment buildings coming up in Fenmount 311. They're just now finishing the start of pre-recession. I mean, you got Sunday, I mean, Covered Bridge started back in the 90s, and they just now finished it. So, I mean, it's all market-dependent on how long it's going to take to build out a development. So, you know, the requests are saying, hey, through 2025, that may be a lot or a little. 2029 may be a lot or a little. And off complete discretion on how you want to address it.
So, is the, are they buying the water from us there?
No, that's,
we're just talking.
That's rural water. Which in a roundabout way is us, because we do wholesale to them, okay. As well as Tucker Fork, they wholesale. I think Indian American wholesale.
You know, I'm just looking for the hidden costs or the added fees, you know.
I don't think there's no hidden cost in us.
Just want to make sure, you know, that somehow we, as Scott says, we benefit, we get a benefit from this.
So, I mean, to lay this out, right, so you're adding 154 new rate payers to the system within that, but the person who's building the house or that development, those houses, there is a capacity fee, tap fee, is what that is. Right now, it's a dollar amount in exchange rate, I can't remember what it is. It's like 20, it's out of town, I think it's 32 or something. Whatever it is, you know, you all cannot, just like you can't arbitrarily set what your rates are going to be, you all cannot arbitrarily set what your tax fees are going to be. There's a study that has to be produced to say, here's what these rates and fees pay for. So again, you know, we've never discussed addressing tax fees ever. So you can lock this in, and tax fees never get addressed. It doesn't matter either way. You know, but if this council or a future council does decide to do a tax fee review, or any on a future rate review, which I think we're required to do by local ordinance every 2 years. I think what it is, or 5 years, depending on what the ordinance you know, that may be something, and maybe they do get them or addressed. But again, those are intended to, those tap fees are intended to come in to help us reserve for future capacity within the system.
So, like I said, just one thing here. My only concern is that I know we just fixed the pump station out of Cover Bridge for $800,000, right? So that's, you know, you only got $450,000, $500,000 of guaranteed tap money, and you go put in some new pumps, and walls cave in, and we're investing $1 million, $500,000, and hold. So that's all I'm.
And it would be.
I'm right with my statement, but.
You are, and you're prohibited, right? So for some reason, in 5 years, you have to make some adjustments out there or what have you, or there's a different tap fee that he's locked in, he's locked in.
Good question. Keep that in consideration.
But again, I've seen it go both ways. Any decision that you all make is going to be consistent with what's around, so it's.
I'd rather see more of a study or something that showed, just like I just mentioned, stated it, okay, if that development, we can't just sit there and say, okay, your development's the one that caused these walls to cave in or whatever, you know, I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, I don't want to pay, have the taxpayers of Sullivan to pay for something that they don't deserve. They have to pay just because they're looking for an outside user. Am I fair?
Ratepayers.
Ratepayers. Very good.
I guess that, you know, we are getting a revenue stream, you know, from it to go forward. It's just, I don't know, the part that scares me is 2028, 2029, this is 2022. You know, we don't know what's happening next week, much less 8 years from now, you know.
If you'd like to bring, I think we're going to just state that we denied, and if you'd like to bring something else to the table.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, it's only a request. I just need to be able to put it in writing. So it's just going to be the taps are, whenever he comes in, or whatever developer or builder out there, it's just the cost of whatever the tap fees at the time. There's two other points, and then y'all can wrap all this up in one motion. Pushing it to January 1, 2029, because you all are going to only reserve the 154 taps until that date. Are you all comfortable with January 1, 2029? Does that sound okay?
No problem.
Okay. And then the next question is, are you wanting to reserve, let's just say January 2nd, 2029, right? You've reserved everything. Are those taps only reserved for that development? Or if there's other capacity in the system, somebody else wants to try to, you know, tie in after 2029? You see what I'm saying? So another request is that those taps are strictly Fairview Farm taps. Mm-hmm. To me, I thought that was what the time frame was, right? The time frame is the developer has up to January 1, 2029 to exhaust 154 taps.
And then we've got the capacity.
Correct. And then at that point, it reverts back to, you know, they're no longer earmarked.
So if he only puts in 135, then the remainder of them just.
Right, and you can reevaluate back at that time. Maybe he comes back in and requests, hey, I'm still building, but, you know, it's hard to kind of tie everything else up, I guess, for the town. So I will put all that in writing and bring it back, but I think I have the consensus. Cost of each tab will just be whatever the tab is when the builder applies. January 1, 2029, for when the time frame for the 154 reservations to expire, and then after that, it's no one for just the neighborhood, anybody else can come from. If I summarize that, somebody would just make a vote, you know, motion second, and that way, put it in the agreement at the time.
I'll make that motion, whatever it is.
Making that motion for January 1, 2029, to carry and reserve for this particular development, $154,000. All right, motion by Terry, do I have a second?
I'll second, Chris.
Second by Randy, any other discussion?
Jake.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Could you state that again?
Yes, so in addition to the previous conversations that we've had, just for, to clarify, that the request to have a locked-in tap fee has been denied, that up until January 1, 2029, the town will reserve 154 taps for Fairview Farms, and upon the expiration of that date, any remaining taps will revert back and no longer be earmarked for said development.
Okay.
Okay, all right, anything else?
No, sir, thank you.
All right, thank you. Scott?
All in first tonight, fantastic.
Appreciate you.
We'll get ready to start back for most on this area, so please be aware of the bus stops in the morning, the afternoon, and increased traffic as kids get underway back to school. I know there's some construction in town that's, that'll impact some of that, just be patient and try to work through that, some of that's not even the town's responsibility. Those are NDOT projects that, that will be affecting some of that, so add a little extra time to commute, everything will work out. Other than that, don't have any doubts.
Terry?
I just want to say, it looks like the Wendy's in town's coming along very nice, the Hardee's as well, they both making grounds while we're not getting any rain right here right now, so they might slow down a little bit this week, but I'm good.
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 Randy?
I'd just like to acknowledge the streets, the paving, some stuff going on, it's looking good, places that needed some help are getting it, and just like to acknowledge that, pass that, I just think, like the progress we're making, seems like, you know, I hear good things about the town and what we're doing, and more good than bad, and just like to share that, pass that, not a whole lot, just thankful for being here, and thankful for all you guys being here, just thank you.
Yep. Now, just to piggyback on it, I hope everybody understands, you know, this paving has been a great thing. I mean, once again, I need to, for us to continue to be able to do what we're doing, I hope everybody understands why some of the curbing and your driveway things are done, but it's to improve, not to make things look a little bit odd or awkward, it's to improve the flow of the way the water's flowing, come leveling out your driveways and different things, and so I think that, like I said, Liz Paving's done an excellent job, and the group has done a great job. One of the things, you know, it's just kind of nice to see all the things that are going. You know, you come back home from a vacation, and you know, you've got project on Bean Road, you've got gentleman that's starting, is moving his pilot place from Owen Wool over in Silver Creek Park, on awning over there, doing their project. All the things we've helped, the front logistical building, you know, you see with these guys, they're about ready to finish up, so I'm excited to hear who maybe their next tenant will be. Talking about Silver Creek Park, now, Charlie, are we, what are we looking about that road? Are we still going to do that turn, the turnout there coming out from Bean Road, or what are we going to do on that? Mayor, how's it going to widen that?
About the intersect, the progress way, or the industrial park?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to straighten that out.
All right, okay. And then lastly, the pool. I'm going to tell you, folks, I don't know, if you haven't been to the pool, you better travel one more time, because the pool's been great. It's a great asset. You know, a lot, I mean, I talk to people all the time, say they love the aerobics program, they love all the young kids out there, you know, watching their kids, and they're very complimentary about the staff and the way the pool is looked, and so I'm really excited to hear all those great things. So, like I said, you know, school is getting ready to start, so slow down and be careful. So, that's all I have. Anybody else? Michelle?
No.
Michelle?
No.
All right, I ask for adjournment.
I'll make that one.
Motion by Scott.
That's right.
Megan?
I'm mad, I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it.
Scott, I'll say that. Second by Scott.
I don't know.
All in favor, say aye. 6:49.